This is Joanna Schrader reporting for DomesticFuel.com, and I am with Robert M. Willis, who's with Utah State University. Robert, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. Well, thanks for being here. Congratulations on being selected to be one of our next generation scientists. And you, I'm standing with you here in front of a poster on a project that you're working on. So can you give us a brief overview on what your project is?
So basically, myself and my group included, we all work with microbes as an alternative feedstock to produce biodiesel. And using microbes, we use yeast, bacteria, and algae. And part of the problem of using microbes is they grow in a water environment, an aqueous environment. And that water environment can have only less than 1% of the actual cells there if you take and get rid of all the water. So part of the difficulty is if you take and you get rid of all the water and you end up with just dry cell matter that's left over and you extract that out, by the time you get the oil out, the energy you've put into getting the oil out is the amount of energy that's in the oil or more. So you expend more energy getting the oil out than you actually have in the oil. So to alleviate that problem, what we're working on is this is what's called a wet cell extraction method that we've developed. And it's a little simple. There's several different wet cell extraction methods. This one's unique in the fact that we have a minimal input of energy when we actually extract the oil. We don't use high pressures or high temperatures. And we use a single solvent. So solvent recovery is much less expensive than what it would be for other processes. And basically, we can get materials that have as much as 80% water. And we can extract those materials and get over 95% of the oil out of those materials without having to dry them down further. And to be able to accomplish that, we use basically a mechanical mixing process combined with a solvent selection process. We can pick from a whole range of different solvents. We can find a solvent that's optimal for a specific type of organism, and we can extract 95% or greater of the oil out. And we've done this with algae, yeast, and bacteria. And we can take that oil, and that oil can be converted to biodiesel just like oil extracted from soybeans.
So, Robert, how long have you been working on this project?
This particular project I've been working on for about a year now.
And, so I know you're going for your PhD.
Up here in May, actually.
So what's your next step? I mean, you've tested this out. You've been working on it for a year. You know it works in different aspects. So what's your next step in this project?
The next step we'd like to do is we'd like to be able to work with expanding this process out in what's called a countercurrent extraction method. It's similar to what's used to extract oil from soybeans whenever they're only less than 5% water, 10% water, essentially. We'd like to be able to do that with microbial cells in an 80% water environment. And to do that, we are going to be using a multi-stage mechanical mixing process, and we can use solvents that are less toxic than some other solvents, per se, like hexane that's commonly used for soybean extraction. And our goal is to be able to use a multi-stage process, and this way using hexane and be able to extract still greater than 95% of the lipid out in an inline process.
So, Robert, how did you get involved in all this? You know, I know you're going for your PhD. Have you sort of been all the way through your academic career and before involved in biodiesel, or did you come to this later?
I basically, as an undergraduate, I studied biology, and I studied microbiology specifically, and I've always had an interest in biodiesel and bioderived fuels, but specifically when I joined Dr. Lance Seafelt's lab, he was just starting up an algae program producing algae microbes to make biodiesel, and I was very intrigued by that, and that's kind of how we got started producing algae feedstocks so that we can make oil and biodiesel from algae, and it's been a very exciting process for the last 4 or 5 years, and we're finally having some fruit coming out of it, essentially.
Well, great. Well, congratulations, Robert. Well, hopefully you'll keep doing this research and we'll be able to follow along.